Thank you, Greg. Good morning, Faith Walkers. Today's theme is in chapter 10, and the theme today is Let Us Believe, Nature of Faith. So if you would please turn to your Bibles, chapter 10, or you could use the handout that I left on the tables, the verses that I'm going to be reading. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Hebrews chapter 10 and 11 through 14. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, meaning animal sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest, talking about Jesus Christ, our new covenant high priest, had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, meaning himself, because he was also the sacrificial lamb, he sat down at the right hand of God. That's after his resurrection and he ascended back into heaven. Since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstools. That now he's talking about his second coming, when every knee shall bow, and his enemies are going to be his footstool, because they're going to be without excuse why they don't have a personal relationship with the Lord. Because by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are the holy ones. So who are the holy ones? Those who accepted the one perfect sacrifice for sins when he came the first time. And then Hebrews 10, 17 through 18, he adds, their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. That is good news. That is powerful news. Because Jesus did for us what we could not do for ourselves. Make us perfect in God's sight. Did we deserve it? No. Did we earn it? No. So why did he do it? And it's like Greg told us in chapter 4, because of his mercy. Because we were never created to be a play toy for Satan in a place called the lake of fire. We were created to be a pleasure for God forever. So faith in the Bible is taking God at his word because of who he is, especially when he is talking to us from the cross. And who he is a heavenly Father who will never desert us, never deceive us, and always love us. Just the opposite of the world, the flesh, and the devil. And because he is also the creator of all things, it is his responsibility to give his children and all of their descendants everything that they need for eternal life and eternal godliness, because he created them in his image. Especially when he already knows that they have been bitten by a poisonous serpent called the power of the air, who wants to destroy them and place them in a place called the lake of fire. And it's only a matter of time before they die, and then the judgment that decides where they spend the rest of eternity. Psalm 103 tells us, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him, meaning those who have respect for his word, those who humbly want to be lovers of the truth, those who want to repent and sin no more against the knowledge of truth. Because if we do, then the things we don't want to do, we do anyway. When we believe a lie, Satan goes to work in our hearts. When we believe the truth, the Holy Spirit goes to work in our hearts. When Buddha died, his dying words were, "I'm still seeking my own truth." Jesus said, "I am the truth." All hope apart from Jesus Christ is a dead hope because it is based on a lie. Some teach that you can go to God direct and ask God to forgive you. But the Bible warns us, if you go to God direct, you already better be soaked in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ the Lord. And if you're soaked in the blood of Jesus, then you didn't go to God direct. You went through Jesus. Because the Bible teaches us, God the Father, who is also a judge, does not forgive sins. He judges sins. Because God demands righteousness. That's why the wages of sin is death, not a slap on the hand. That's why we see a blood trail from the garden in Genesis all the way to the cross. Because God's justice must be satisfied. God's wrath must be appeased. Because God's wrath does not fall on the wicked deed. It falls on the one who does the wicked deed. So who does God consider wicked? Everyone in this room, including me. Everyone who was born of Adam. So when Jesus went to the cross for us, he did not go to cover our sins so that we could feel forgiven. Because the blood of a bull or goat can do the same thing. He went to the cross to justify the wicked. That's me, and that's all of you, and it's the whole world. By taking away all our sins from the eyes of God, so that we can start a new life in Christ, by receiving his resurrected life to live in us, our only hope of glory. But God can only begin when we admit to our need of Christ. Last week, when Henry was doing chapter 9, he gave us a sneak preview of what chapter 10 was going to be about. Last week, Henry talked about Old Covenant compared to the New Covenant. And the book of Hebrews tells us that Old Covenant was old and useless. Because in the Old Covenant, you could not draw near to God. Because people were still dead in their sins. Because the resurrection wasn't given yet. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection." In 1 Corinthians, Paul tells us, without the resurrection, we are to be pitied of all people and are still dead in our sins. And if we are still dead in our sins, we cannot draw near to God because his righteousness will destroy us. Only his resurrected life living in us can save us. So people could only worship God on certain days called feast days. You couldn't worship God on a personal level. You had to worship God as a nation. And when the service was over, the nation went home. But God had to remain in the Holy of Holies, because the blood of the Lamb on the cross did not arrive yet. So that by one final and perfect sacrifice, He can make us perfect in God's sight. For those who want God to make them holy by receiving His resurrected life to live in them. And that's why it was such a mystery in the Old Covenant, why the Messiah had to die. And sadly to say, many today don't know why He had to die. People who are after God's own heart, like David was, but are still in bondage to the Old Covenant, like King David was. That's why when the Holy Spirit was writing through the pen of David in his 22nd Psalm, he couldn't believe the words that were coming from his pen. He couldn't understand it. He couldn't understand why God's Messiah was nailed to a tree that we know as the cross, crying out, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? I'm your Messiah. I'm the righteous one. And yet you forsake me," so that you could allow guilty sinners like Stosh and all these faith walkers to go free and start a new life in the kingdom of God. "I don't understand your amazing grace. Why are they made perfect in your sight? White as snow, as far as the east is from the west. And I'm condemned. I don't understand your amazing love. Why am I made to look like a worm that got stepped on, and they get to look like butterflies? They get to look like a new creation. I don't understand. But nevertheless, because you are holy, not my will, but your will be done. So I'll take the punishment for them, so that they can have a fighting chance against the evil one, so that they can have a fighting chance against the spirit of unbelief. I'll pay the price for them, so that you could give them a second chance, so that you could make a new creation out of them. I'll take the death for them, so that you can give them back their eternal life that they lost in Adam. So why did Jesus go through all the pain and suffering for us? Because He loves us, and He doesn't want us to perish. Because we were never created to be independent, like the world, the flesh, and the devil want to be. We were created to be dependent on the Lord, so that we can have a personal relationship with the living God, our Creator, so that we can be free to worship God the way God wants to be worshipped today, in the new covenant, in His Spirit, and in His truth. That means resting in Christ. And the more we rest in Christ, the more we reflect His character and His conduct. And the more we reflect His character and conduct, the more His grace can make us a blessing for others. And only God gets the glory, instead of my self-effort getting the glory that only produces wood, hay, and stubble. So if God did not give us the old covenant and the law to make ourselves righteous, then what was the purpose of the law? Answer, to show us how unrighteous we really are, so that we would have no choice but to turn to Christ for his imputed righteousness. And that's the true message of the kingdom of God. That's the true message of the new covenant. Because before we are able to repent and receive Christ's righteousness by faith and faith alone, we first have to see how far we have fallen from the knowledge of truth. Because truth in the Bible means we are to worship the right God. And the only way that we can worship the true God is if we are worshiping the true Jesus. Because Jesus tells us, I and the Father are one. Without the Son, you cannot have the Father. And without the Father, you cannot have the Son. So the Jesus of the new covenant did not die so that he could convert people into a new religion. He died so that he could convert us from the power of sin called unbelief. Unbelief in who the true God is and what only the true God came to do for us so that we can have eternal life. When we put our trust in him by faith and not of works. And when we receive God's gift to us, God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, then God sees us just as righteous as his Son. And when God sees us just as righteous as his Son, called justification, then we go from death to life. We are made alive in Christ. We become a new creation in Christ. We receive the promised Holy Spirit to live in us, never to leave us or forsake us. Because he is the master. He is the specialist. He is unique, and he always does this for his children. So if I were to give a Reader's Digest version of chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, it would sound like this. Jesus died once. He died for all sin. He is not going to die again. The work has been done. It is finished. Now rest in that truth. Rest in the Christ of the Bible. And this gift of forgiveness Jesus has provided for us is only received by faith. The Apostle John tells us in the first chapter, to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God forever and ever. Amen. Please pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for your perfect and final sacrifice for sins that fulfilled the old covenant so that we could live in the promised land called the new covenant that was bought and paid for with your own flesh and blood so that we could have eternal life. And we pray this in your holy name. Amen. We got three good questions that Greg came up with, so enjoy them. And remember, 5-2, we want to pray for people.